You ever record before? Well, you just set yourself in front of that microphone and you play your heart out. We'll take care of the rest. We got all the machines in back. You just get yourself ready to play, okay, Robert? Good. Okay, let's get to it. Robert Johnson, stand by. Roland.
Patient here.
What is your name, please?
T.G. Morton.
He doesn't know anyone named Martone.
Well, to be honest, he really doesn't know me. But if I could just talk
to him. Mr. Brown made it very clear he won't be seeing anyone.
No, look, just a minute. If you let me stick my head in
there. I said Mr. Brown made it very clear he doesn't want to see anyone.
I can't.
Would you take care of the coffee room? And let's put a clean trash bag in my office. Thank you.
What's the story on Haas?
25 milligrams of methylbromide, and he's due now.
Okay, fine.
It's cliche. Well, regardless of whether you're a personal fan, a Mets fan,
no offense.
Line drive, Keith. Can't get to it.
Okay, what you want, Mr. Janitor, man? I ain't made no mess.
Hey, Willie.
That's my name.
I heard you playing harp, so I dropped by to say hello.
You're new here, ain't you?
My first day.
Well, hello, Mr. Janitor, man. Now, let me be.
Well, look, I just wanted you to know if there's anything I can get for you, anything you want or anything else.
Yeah, you can get gone.
Sorry to bother you. I'll just stop back later, okay? Mr. Fulton.
Mr. Who?
You were Blind Dog Fulton from 1939 to 1968, weren't you?
What you been drinking, Sterno?
Well, your name's Willie Brown. I mean, Blind Dog Fulton was born Willie Brown. He used that name up until 1938. After his friend Robert Johnson was killed, he headed up to Chicago, changed it to Blind Dog Fulton. It's all in the books.
I got six cousins named Willie Brown. Man working at grocery store down the street, his name Willie Brown. If I had a nickel for every Willie Brown in this world, I wouldn't be here now listening to your bullshit.
You're not the Willie Brown Robert Johnson calls out for help to in Crossroad Blues?
Shit, no. Robert Johnson.
I mean, you play harmonica. That's the real Willie Brown's main instrument. It doesn't make sense.
Where I come from, you don't blow no harp. You don't get no pussy.
There's no way. You gotta be. It's...
Narciso, please. That was very good, Eugene. Very good up to a point. Most people approach Mozart with respect. Evidently, that's an attitude you're not familiar with.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean any disrespect. I was just making a joke.
One of these is a cigar lighter. Have a little look. Blast it, new fangled gadgets. Never work. Grand Gulls, Molly. Oh, pile of junk. Oh, what a mess.
Magoo. Hello, Magoo. Ooh, can you hear me?
Well, Mr. Janitor Man. Hey. Why a white boy like you so hot on some long-gone harmonica player?
I'm looking for a lost song.
Lost song? What tune you looking for?
Robert Johnson was supposed to record 30 songs at his Texas Sessions. Only 29 exist. He never recorded number 30.
You read that in a book, too?
That's right. And I figure you might be the last man alive to know where the missing song is. That part's not in the book.
Why you want to know about all that kind of stuff?
I'm a blues man.
A blues man? You? Where you from?
I was born in Long Island. Why?
Long Island? Oh, shit, this is rich. Long Island, the famous breeding ground for blues men. Oh, man.
Okay, Willie, time for you weekly with the doctor. Let's go have a chat.
Hey! You gonna be a janitor, act like one. Mop my room. Here, give her a good straightening.
Come on, Willie, stop being such a pain.
Long Island. Oh.
You came to us as a classical student. The word prodigy was actually used on occasion. And you have proven to be one of the finest guitarists in the school. Mr. Martone, a word of advice. Don't serve two masters. The discipline of the classical is very exacting. And if you persist in the other, you squander your talent.
What if the other is my talent?
Excellence in primitive music is cultural. You have to be born to it. Now, you were allowed to leave secondary school early to pursue classical studies. I suggest you re-examine your priorities.
Mississippi?
Nope.
Call yourself a blues man?
You're not Blind Dog Fulton, right? Mm. Yeah, well, Willie, I got something here that you may be interested in.
Blind boy, come over here. What's your name, boy eyes?
My name Willie Brown, sir.
What you doing on these crossroads alone, Willie Brown?
Robert Johnson told me I can make a deal here.
A deal? With who?
Robert say man called Legba. You him?
No. I'm his assistant.
Let me see here. You got to tell me what's on your mind, Willie Brown.
I got $2.
Well, your green don't buy nothing down where Legba come from, boy.
Now, you want to play like Robert Johnson? You want to play like Petey Wheatstraw?
Well, say goodnight to your soul, son. Go on, blind boy. Sign. Be here before 12 every Saturday night. And you learn them blues.
More about that $2? I'm running a little low on gas.
See you in hell, blind boy.
Oh man, look at this shit. Here we go. A little soul from the golden ghetto.
Hey, Long Island, let's hear the one about the plantation you was born on. Let's hear how you come to doing time on the pea farm.
This music talk, are you?
Nope.
Okay. Meet Blind Dog Fulton. The original one and only Willie Brown. You have found your man.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I knew it. You thought... Look, I'm not Robert Johnson.
No, you ain't. You ain't even the beginning of a pimple on the late, great Robert Johnson's ass. You might have a little bit of lightning, but you're missing everything else.
What? Like what?
Mileage. You can't get that living home with your mama wiping your butt.
No, I don't live at home.
Where you live?
It's like a school dormitory.
Oh, school dormitory. Oh, times is hard. Times is hard.
Lou, wait up. Wait up. Look, hey, you know what song it was? Robert Johnson didn't record that day.
Of course I do. I was with Robert when he made it up. Memphis, summer 1936.
Oh, look, could you let me in on it?
Shit, no.
Why not?
Why should I?
Well, you see, I can record it, you know, like Clapton did with Crossroads. I mean, the Rolling Stones did it with Love in Vain. I mean, it could be my whole introduction to the blues scene. We can record it together. It doesn't make
just
a difference.
One more white bar ripping off our music.
No, no, Willie, we'd be giving it to the whole world. See, there's all kinds of people that would give anything for that. I mean, me and you.
No, just... you ain't deserving. No mileage.
All right, Willie, look, when I get out of Juilliard, I'll put on some mileage. But right now, I just...
You get out of Juilliard?
It's Juilliard. It's just a music school I go to.
See, but one school stayed on down in the Delta. That's where it all started.
Well, you heard something from the Delta. Tell me this is at Sun House.
Sounds like bird shit.
Well, we can record the song right here in the hospital. Imagine what we could do with that track. Just imagine what...
Eugene, get me out of here.
What?
Get me back down to Fulton's Point, my piece of land outside of Yazoo City.
Right, escape from here.
Get me out of here and you got that number 30 song.
You serious? You serious? Wait, what are you trying to get me arrested? Come on,
we're gonna
cut this shit now. I'm serious about the song.
The only shit to cut around here is you. Now, I've been of a mind that you was another lightning boy, but you just a chicken ass. Chicken ass, chicken shit.
You can walk?
I can still do a few other things, too. I may be about ready for another woman. You know, I've been married 4 times. I just wore them all out.
You're not a cripple. I mean, you're always asking people to get things for you. You're not even a cripple.
Yeah, well, they find out I can walk. They take away my Pontiac. Man ain't no man. Ain't got no car. You got a car?
No.
And you ain't no man yet. Not even close. Are you, Mr. Chicken Ass?
Come on, Willie. I'm not chicken. I'm not crazy either. Even if I was, what do you want me to do? Get you to Mississippi on what they pay me here?
I got some money I've been saving.
You're not going to teach me the song?
Sure I will. In the great state of Mississippi.
I got a train to catch, Willie. I'll see you.
Go home to your dormitory. Let them wipe and polish your ass real good, yeah? And be sure to call your mama and kiss her.
Why don't you just leave my mother out of it, Willie?
Look, that song Robert wrote is a real good one. You could be the first man to record it.
All right. Look, tomorrow morning, 5:00, you be ready. We'll go to Mississippi, all right?
You mean it?
I told you, just be ready.
Thank you. be out in a few minutes, okay?
It's your meter, kid.
Check this out last night. I only have enough cash to get from here to Memphis. That's where we need to change buses. I want you to kick in some money to get us to Mississippi. You got that money roll on you?
Been on my hip right next to my whip for 15 years. Of course
I got
it. All
right, great. Let's have it. Come on.
You don't be pulling out a wad of bacon like that in New York City. When we get to Memphis, I'll pick up the tickets and pay you for all the rest. Okay?
All right. I'm going to go get the tickets.
Robert off and on between 1932 and 1938. Last time I saw him was a couple of months before he died. I wanted to go on to Chicago, but he wanted to go on back to Mississippi. He wanted to learn real good blues and make a name. So he went on down.
Yeah, I know. I read all about this, Willie. He went down to the crossroads. That's where Robert Johnson made his deal with the devil.
You read about it?
Yeah, they have tons of books on blues folklore and things.
Oh, give me that folklore shit. It happened. Now, that's where Robert made his deal, and after he told me about it, that's where I made mine. They learn you in school what happened to Robert?
Well, some books say he was shot, some say he was poisoned. One said he was poisoned, then he was stabbed. I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah, well, I know. It all means just one thing, dead.
Right, Willie. And you made your deal at the crossroads.
Yeah, I made a deal. Had my piece of fame and fortune. What come of me? State pen, prison ward, old folks' cage.
You really did shoot somebody, didn't you? I mean, I know that's why they put you in jail and everything, but you really did it.
Damn right. Snooks Jordan, the guitar man, he was doing the business. Come to find out, he was taking more than his part of the money, telling me that's all the man was paying. I smacked him right in his face while he was driving. He pulled over, took this half pipe, broke it on the road and come back in on me. Shot him in the neck.
And you didn't get out on parole or nothing?
No, I didn't have nobody to stand for me. I didn't have no place to go. All I got was hellhounds on my trail.
Well, it's not over yet, Willie Brown.
This is it. We're down south. We're really headed to Peel. We'll be back in the land of cotton.
Tennessee ain't bad. But she ain't a pretty piece like old Mississippi.
I won't be long now. This is where we're going to change buses, remember?
I remember. What do you think? I lost all my faculties.
Why don't you give me the money, Willie? I don't need the tickets.
She was paying the freight.
No. You know I paid from New York to here. You're taking care of the rest, pal.
I'm taking care of the rest.
Damn right, sure. Don't give me the money. We'll get the tickets.
That's going to be a problem.
Why, sir?
What do I look like to you? John D. Rockefeller? I ain't got that kind of money.
Please stop joking around. We don't have much time. Just give me the money. We can get out of here. The money, Willie. Come on. Give me the money roll. Otherwise, we're not getting any place. Thank you.
Now, count it up, because I don't know exactly how much I got.
Willie, what the hell is this newspaper shit? There's only $40 here.
That's about right. That's it.
What are you trying to pull with this?
$40 ain't nothing to sneeze
well,
at.
Well, it's certainly not going to get us to Mississippi. You know that. You... Oh, just wait here. I'll find out what shit you got me in now. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need to get to Yazoo City, Mississippi. How far is that from here?
Yazoo City, about 200 miles.
200 miles? Well, I got $40. I need to get two people there. How far are they getting?
Two people?
Uh-huh.
That ain't even gonna get you one third the way.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Nice going, Willie. Yazoo City's over 200 miles from here. What are we gonna do now with $40?
Simple. Call your mama. Tell her to put it all on her credit card.
I told you to leave her out of it. I'm not calling my mother. I'm not gonna call my father in Chicago. I'm not
calling
my... What's
your daddy doing in Chicago?
They're divorced. It's not your business anyway.
That's what they get for getting married.
Willie, the hell with you. I'm not calling either one of them. You understand? We got $40. We're gonna handle this now.
Ain't you got pride? Maybe one thing we can do in that circumstance.
What? What's that?
Hobo.
Hobo?
Yeah, I done it for 70 years of my life. Robert Johnson done it all of his. Ain't no sense in stopping now. Welcome to Bluesville, son. What's the matter with you, Lighty? Why are you looking so down in the mouth?
Ain't no problem. I like sharing the back of a truck with a lot of chickens. It's my idea of a real good time.
Well, it should be. You in Mississippi, the home of the blues, and standing on Highway 61.
Wonderful.
Look, you go down this road and you run right smack dab into the heart of where it all started. I can understand why you ain't happy. This is the real thing. This ain't no book.
What are you doing?
I'm changing my tie. And I could use a little help.
I ought to choke you.
You do, and you get knocked on your ass. This is a Mississippi string tie. This is what a blues man wear in this state. The mother ties, they for city folk. Thanks, Lightning. Now get you some on back out there and get us another ride. We got a long way to go to Fulton's Point. About 40 more miles and we make it into Greenville.
Great. Greenville, Mississippi is where I've always wanted to be.
You don't know nothing. A lot of good blues men from around Greenville. A lot of fine fox and llamas, too. Yes, sir. Greenville's famous for pussy. Hey, look at that train over there. Get that lost song if you can't make the train talk. The way you plan is going to take you 10 years.
Well, maybe I'll just have to do what you did, Willie. I'll go down to the crossroads and I'll strike up a deal with the devil, and that'll take care of the whole thing.
Don't you ever say that again.
Okay?
Of course I'm okay. You ain't drinking your beer now. Come on, we gotta get moving.
Maybe I just want to hang for a minute, all right?
Look, there's a payphone outside. Go out there and call your mom. She'd be checking up on you by now.
She's in Europe, Willie. Nobody's gonna notice I'm gone for a week. Nothing to send you business anyway.
Kind of testy, ain't you?
Oh, well, I got no reason to be, right? No, Willie, I came down here to learn Robert Johnson's lost song, not to get slapped in the face by an old man. Or find out I gotta become king of the hobos and go broke.
I'm sorry your life turned out so hard, Eugene. But I got my own business to tend to down here. And I don't mean for you to slow me down.
Business? What business?
Personal business. And given your attitude, you got no reason to know what.
My attitude? What the hell's the matter with my attitude? I have a great attitude.
You got your mind made up about how everything works, don't you? How you ever going to learn anything new when you know everything already? Look at this old guitar you've been squeaking on. I bet you saw this thing in the music store and bought it just because you thought it was beat up. Well, you got it all wrong. Muddy Waters invented electricity.
Yes, sir. Now, I can tell you're a real musical-type young fella. Good-looking boy, too. Know what you're talking about. Now, I got something right here. Something right here for you. They call this here a pig nose. Now, you just hook it on your belt, plug it right in there, and you amplify it.
But I could walk around with this amp on?
Oh, sure thing. I mean, you'd be a walking concert.
Check this out. You got that on?
Yeah, go ahead. Right.
This is a great rig. It's great. I can go electric and portable. So you're right. It's like I'll be a walking concert.
You ain't lacking in confidence. I'll give you that. Now, we cut off a couple of inches off of this tubing here and make you a slide. You want to play some Delta Blues, you got to use a slide.
All right. Now, if you can come up with $400, you can take the whole rig.
Mighty fine. Watch. Let's move on down here and let's talk some business. Look here.
Let's see what we got here now.
Look, this watch is worth over $1,100. Your mama bought it once. You might be coming. You understand me?
How long? Hey, Willie, take a look at this hat. All I need is a Mississippi string tie. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, you need a lot more than that.
Why you want to get one of those?
Well, I tell you.
Move your ass right back out that door, sucker. Come on, get the hell out of here.
That's the way it's gonna be, huh? All right. Come on, missy. You won't be the first woman to uppercut me. Let me tell you, you won't be the first woman to ever whip my ass either.
Okay, that's the way you want it. Come on, it's your funeral. Come on, keep going. Come on, come on.
Go ahead. Are you gonna stand there? Or are you gonna carve me up?
Shit!
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Pulling a knife on an old man half blind, then want to chase him back out in the rain. back at my day hobos respected each other.
What name you go by?
Francis.
They call me Blind Dog Fulton, also known as Willie Brown. Also.
What about him?
Lightning Boy Martone, also known as Eugene.
Lightning Boy and Blind Dog. What the hell are you guys supposed to be, huh?
We're both bluesmen.
Yeah, I'm the blues man. He's from Long Island.
Well, hobo, and what about you?
I'm hitching from Philadelphia going out to L.A. I got a dancing gig out there.
Yeah, well, this road ain't no place for a sweet pants like you. Now, you take that from the greatest hobo that ever lived. How old are you, anyway? You under 16?
Yeah, you're right, Willie. I'd say she's definitely jailbait.
Oh, yeah? I don't see too many signs of puberty on you, honey. Anyway, I'm 17. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh.
What are you, a runaway?
Yeah. Four-time vet. I think I threw him a curve heading south.
Yeah, well, they threw us a few curves, too, since Lightning broke me out.
You broke him out of jail?
No. Look, no, it was like a nursing home.
Oh! A nursing home? Oh, give me a break. Excuse me while I go put my pants on.
Get your bag back.
Get yourself together.
Which way are you guys headed?
South, towards Yazoo City in Vicksburg.
Staying on 61?
Damn right, that's the road home.
Come on.
What are you doing?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you about it later.
It's raining. Well, I got a longer hike. I'm going down to Jackson. I'll see you around.
Yeah, sure. Hope you make it to L.A. fast.
Come on now, we can't let that
What are you talking about? She's bad news.
That thing's got a leg on it now to get lots more rides in your thumb. Come on.
Yeah, could you take me as far south as you can?
Sure enough.
Oh, great. Shit. Dude's taking us to the next town. From there, we're going our separate ways.
Hey, no problem. We don't want you slowing us down anyway.
Trying to run off my business?
Hey, 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 boy!
I'm talking to you.
Hey, relax, we're going.
You're damn right you're going. And you can tell that old mud duck to get his ass off my property.
That's about right.
Hey, if you got no right talking to people like that.
Where you from, Ma?
New York.
Woo-hoo! Well, Mr. New York, I'll tell you what. See, now, I'll go in my office, and I'll get my .357 Magnum, and I'll bring it out here, and then you and I can discuss just who's got the ride.
Come on, let's go.
Don't come back. All right, folks, come on. Lloyd's turned the bot. Darling, Louise, where the hell have you been? Baby, I've been looking all over. All over.
No, I didn't know that kind of thing still went on.
Well, now you're starting to learn some deep blues.
She's not doing what I think she's doing, is she?
Shit.
She's only 17. What if that bum does something to her? Can't believe she's doing this.
It's a dangerous road, Lightning. 17 ain't no minor in this state.
Why don't we just call this, oh, an introductory offer? You know, on the house. And in return, to show you what a nice fella I really am, why, I'm going to let you push ass out of this room all night long. Huh?
Didn't look to me like she was going against her will. Looked to me like she thought she knew what she was doing.
Hell, I got girls coming up from Jackson, work out of here on weekends. Now, I keep a real orderly shop. Nobody gets in trouble. Matter of fact, a girl as young and pretty as you are, well, I bet she'd be real popular around here. We probably got a deal, huh? I mean, I always liked showering with a healthy young girl.
Why don't you go start the shower, okay? I like it nice and hot.
You want it hot?
Yeah.
You won't get it. You won't get it steaming, baby. Can you get those clothes off, you hear?
What are you doing here?
What are you, crazy? Come on, let's get you out of here. Come on.
Francis, get your ass in here or I'm gonna get nasty now.
Okay, I'll be right in. I'm coming right in, okay?
Well, hurry up, darling. Henry's waiting.
Shit. What?
Francis?
When he comes out of the shower, I want you to put his lights out. We'll grab his wallet and we'll get the hell out of here. You crazy? You wanted to rescue me, didn't you? So when he comes out, knock him on his ass.
Got you more problems than she has worked.
Here he comes.
Oh, damn it. How come you still got your clothes on? What the hell's going on here, bitch?
Get him, Eugene! Son of a bitch!
Get off of me!
Get off!
Back off!
So these walls be getting a free paint job.
All right, now, just hold on, don't you? Shoot.
A little underdressed, Lloyd.
You're right. Maybe you better put your coat on.
Listen, why don't we all just quit here? Because, things are getting just a bit out of hand.
You just have a seat on the bed there, mister.
Where'd you get the gun?
Same place you got your guitar at the pawn shop. A blues man never travels the road without a pistol, no, sir.
His wallet and his keys are probably in his pants in the bathroom.
You heard what the lady said, Lightning Boy.
Wait, what are we going to steal his car to?
That's right. Go get the wallet and the keys.
Well, come on, let's just get out of here, man.
What'd you expect out here, a picnic? Now, you going to stand up and be somebody, you going to call your mama on the telephone. Move!
Shit. Listen, Lloyd. We're going to borrow that car of yours for about 24 hours, okay? If we get any heat before then, well, then I'm just going to have to tell a statutory story since I'm only 15. Yeah, we're going to blow the whistle on your whole family meat market.
It wouldn't be too good for your business, would it, Mr. Motel Man?
Huh.
I like the lady say 24 hours. You find your car safe and sound in the parking lot of the bus station in Jacksonville, Florida.
Teach you how to play this thing?
I've been on it since I was six.
Six? Late bloomer, huh?
It took my parents a few years to decide what instrument they wanted me to play. I think my father wanted me on an accordion.
I was just kidding, Eugene. I mean, who the hell plays guitar when they're 6 years old? You're supposed to be playing with crayons or something.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Willie, tell Francis how old you were when you started blowing harp.
Started on harmonica with 3. Made my first music title with Mr. Sunhouse, the Big Fish Fry.
Yeah, I think that was a state trooper back there.
Are you kidding? That's a guy in an old Chrysler.
Oh, yeah? You ever hear of unmarked cars?
One thing I learned, and that's when you run and you stay running until you get where you're trying
to go. Bullshit, Willie. We're driving a stolen Cadillac here, man. We ripped off money from the guy who owns the Cadillac. We got an 80-year-old fugitive in the back, a runaway from Philadelphia in the front, man. I think we're pushing our luck. Come on.
Pull up over there.
Shit, what?
You heard me right over there.
Funny, I thought I'd be missing New York by now. But I don't.
I miss my mom. I miss my little brother. He's great. But I don't miss Hank. He's my stepdad.
When he gives you a hard time, yells at you and shit.
Hank? He hardly ever talks to me.
I don't want no bullshit about papers and licenses and that kind of stuff. You understand what I mean?
Well, sir, that Cadillac you got there is a mighty fine-looking car.
Now you talking business.
What about your mother? Why didn't she throw him out?
She doesn't believe it. She knows I don't like him, so she thinks I'm making this whole thing up just to get him out of the house. So Hank keeps hitting on me, and I just keep running away.
You really got a dad's job out there?
Oh, yeah. It's $100 a night.
$100 a night?
Yeah.
Sounds like some dancer. Guys like Son House, Charlie Patton, Robert Johnson, they were the best side players in the world. Total influence on rock and roll. Come on, Willie, we're going to get you to this old bar and get some rest, all right?
Don't worry, Lightning. I ain't going to drop down dead on you tonight.
See, Willie was one of the last guys to play with Robert Johnson before he died.
Wait a minute. You think that Willie's going to teach you this lost song that you keep talking about, and that's going to make you famous?
Right. I'm going to learn the tune, you know, get it down to the note. Add a little of my own stuff. I'll make it special, but it's my ticket to the blues scene.
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you this, Lightning Boy, but it all sounds like a crock of shit to me.
Me too.
Hey, you feeling okay, Willie?
Let me be now. I'm tired.
All right, well, look, if you need anything, just holler, okay?
I say let me be now. I'm tired.
What's with Willie?
I don't know. He looks really tired. I mean, he's almost 80 years old. This trip's got to be wearing him down. Jesus, if something happens to him out here, man.
Do you think we should get him to a doctor?
Well, no, I can't. I mean, I can't. They'll find out who he is. They'll just ship him back to Harlem to die. I'm not going to let that happen. I promise I get him home.
Do you really think there is a home in Jane?
Well, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, look, how are we supposed to know he's this famous blues dude? You got any proof?
Well, yeah, he told me. I trust him, that's all.
Look, Eugene, I'm falling in love with the old guy, too. You know, he's a son of a bitch, but he's okay. But I know a con man when I see one, and I think Willie has made up this whole story to get at a gullible kid so he could stay out of rest homes and hospitals for the rest of his life.
You're full of shit.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do if he kicks off here, huh? What are you going to do? It could happen,
you know. He is Willie Brown. He's the first acknowledged master of the country blues harmonica. The guy is a legend, you understand? He's just a runaway shit with a quick mouth. Why don't you just get off my case, all right? Go migrate to someplace else. Do me a favor. Leave us alone.
I'll be out of here in the morning.
Look, I really didn't mean anything. I'm just a little rattled about everything. Okay, I'm sorry. I'd really like you to hang with us. I mean, I don't want you to take off. It's not like I don't like you. I really like you.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
comes the big ones right here. Keep the 12 on him.
Bring him on back.
What you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Willie, you're right. What's...
Look like we got a couple of lovebirds up top.
Hey, we wasn't doing nothing, officer. I'm a sick man. These children just tending to me.
Keep him quiet, Chester.
Looky here, looky here.
Where?
I hate to inform you, good folks, but I got to be leaving you in the hands of Sheriff Tilford.
What do you think this Sheriff Tilford's going to do with this, Willie?
I don't know. Back in my day, they put us in a police car like this and drive us way off in the field and...
Great.
Look. They didn't find the gun.
You just keep your mouth shut about that gun, you hear?
They can't hear me.
Keep your mouth shut anyway.
Well, well. Sleeping up in Nadab's barn, huh? Fooling about indecent up in the loft. Now no identification. Electric guitar. Well, vagrants aren't real popular in this county. Come on, get out.
Ozzie, uncuff him.
You don't come into my county and breaking in an honest man's barn. You three caught me on a morning when I'm in a good mood.
Now, once you cross that bridge, you and Sheriff Larry Fowler's county. And you his problem, not mine. You pick up your personal belongings and start walking.
I don't like vagrants. And I don't like trespassers.
What about our money?
What money?
Your deputy took all my money out of my bag.
Ozzy didn't say nothing about it to me. Now get going.
Well, that's not right. That's not fair.
Come on.
No, you stole our money. That's not fucking fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I can do. I can put you in the county farm for criminal women, and you can stay there while you pressing your charges. Ooh, they treat you real nice out the county farm. Yes, ma'am.
Things seem to have changed in this county. Then again, they kind of seem the same, don't they? We just be on our way, Captain. Ain't no point in making a fuss.
$25 for the night.
Just about what we got here in the emergency fund.
You all traveling together?
That's right. We'll be on our way come morning. Recognize this place? This old crossroads around here?
Nope, never seen it.
Now, you look hard. It's got to be around here someplace.
Well, ain't nothing around here but the town of Weevil, and that's 2 miles down the road.
Weevil. I know that old town.
And I don't know nothing about no crossroads either.
Well, do you know where Fulton's Point is?
I know where Fulton's Point is. Come on, let's be getting up to our room. Sunnycroft's place. Looks almost the same as it did 40 years ago. They used to charge a good 50 cents for a glass of whiskey. That was robbery.
You know that place?
Like yesterday.
It's like a good place to pick up some bucks.
How are we going
to
do that?
That's my boy, green as always. I hope he wasn't too green up in that hayloft. you want to be a blues man, you got to be able to use your whip.
He was an animal, Willie. You don't have to worry about him. All his parts are in working order.
Well, well. Big man, ain't you? Now you take this piece and go in there and bring home the big eagle. You go in there and have a drink and play a few songs. Now, they're probably some rough boys, so you keep that iron handy. What you got to say for yourself, Long Island?
I should be committed. That's what I have to say, Willie. I should be committed forever listening to you.
My.
What happened to Willie Brown, greatest hobo that ever lived, all-time great harp player? Wouldn't you just be able to walk in there and clean up?
Sure thing. I've done it lots of times.
You know, the problem is I'm starting to think that Robert Johnson's friend Willie Brown isn't within 1,000 miles of here. And if he is, he's probably just out there buried in some unmarked grave.
Is somebody saying they ain't believing what I've been speaking?
That's right, Willie. I'm saying you're full of shit. You know something? Every time you mention Fulton's Point, nobody's even heard of the goddamn place. And I'm starting to think that you're just a con man who used me just to get your ass out of a nursing home.
Where are you going?
Look, you smart-ass kids, you don't need me. I do my business on this side of the road, and you white folks do your business on that side. That's the way they get things done in Mississippi.
Whiskey, I guess.
You look kind of young. Got any ID?
No, sir. Not whiskey. I don't.
Well, I reckon one snort ain't gonna hurt you.
If we got anything against Lady Riley. Want to dance?
Yeah, I do.
Well, let's do it.
That'll be $1, friend.
Hey, how about I play some songs on my guitar for the drink?
I'll stand you that drink. Then you haul ass out of here.
Hey! Thank you.
So bad, we're gonna pick all over this field. You know, I went down that thing down my head last night. Frank, you got that dirt right on the back because the cop needs.
He jumps up and starts going out the window shouting, oh shit, here come Blind Dog. I say, hey, I call out my 38 special CAs. I say, hey, so blind I can't see your naked ass going out my window.
Supposed to believe you, Willie Brown, and Blind
Dog Fulton. I ain't supposed to believe nothing. If you want to do something, here I am.
Maybe later, honey.
Let me through. Give me another beer and vodka on the rocks for a pretty lady.
Okay, where is it?
What?
My wallet.
What are you trying to
do? Come on, you little thief. Cough it up.
What, you think I took your wallet? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Then go ahead and search me. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I just believe I will.
Okay, well, come on. Why don't you get your hands off her, right?
It's your lady.
Well, yeah, she's with me.
Well, she snagged my wallet. And she don't want to give it back.
Look, she said she didn't take your wallet. Did you take his wallet?
No, I didn't take his wallet. And I'll tell you, you better shut his mouth before my friend here takes out his gun, huh?
A gun?
Yeah.
You got a gun?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Go ahead, show it to him. Come on. Come on.
Fella comes in here packing a gun.
Look, I don't want any trouble, all right? It's not my gun. Holy shit, mister. Look, I don't want any trouble.
Hand that piece over.
Don't.
don't you dare.
Hey, will you just come on?
Oh, great.
I don't want to get out of here.
Now, hold it, hold it. Now, you can get out of here. I just want to give you a...
Shut up!
Now, hold it just a goddamn minute. There ain't going to be no more fighting. Harley, Alvin, you settle down. Did you take his wallet, miss? Because if you did, give it back to him. Harley's dumb, but that don't mean he deserves to have his wallet stolen. He's got a family, and they need the money. You both got a lot of growing up to do. Now, get on out of here. All right, now let's everybody get back to drinking.
Looking for Crust across the road.
No, we were there already. We're just stopping. We're just looking for a friend of ours.
See this boy, Liddell? You coming to juke? With your guitar dressed to play? In a black man's juke? I'm surprised you can walk, boy. You got balls this big.
Yes, sir, people. The Lightning Boy has arrived. And if you'd be so kind to let him and his girl toward the stage, we gonna blow the roof off this joint. Let him to the stage, I say, let him toward the stage. Now, this boy's come a long way to show you how good he can play that thing. You want to hear some music, people? Come on up here. That's the Lightning Boy. Yeah. What's wrong with you? I told you not to come in here.
I got some heat from the other side, Willie. I lost the gun, too.
You dumb shit. We're going to get heat from this side if we don't take him back home.
He called me Willie. Blind dog Fulton, smokehouse brown. Called me Willie, the one and only Willie Brown. I'm built for comfort, not built for speed. Got everything you good girls need. See me coming, throw your man outdoors. May not get this way no more. Call me Willie, the one and only Willie Brown. Yeah, yeah.
Brown, Prince of the Delta Blues, blows into some old cook house of the dead for 40 years and turns the place inside out, man. And who was up there filling Robert Johnson's shoes, huh? Looked like a dipshit from Long Island. Oh, come on, I was great, and you know it. You know, the owner walked up to Willie, gave him $100 bills, and says your boy can play. They know what they're talking about down here.
You guys were terrific. You really
You guys, us guys, don't count yourself out.
Looks like Weevil's right outside of Vicksburg, which is about 30 miles shy of Yazoo County. You're almost there.
Yeah, you know, Willie says that's the most beautiful piece of land in the state. I think when we get there, we should hang with Willie. I think we should settle into Fulton's Point until he teaches me the Law song, right? Then we'll get a van, we'll tour the country, Blind Dog, Lightning Boy, peddling the Law's blues. This stuff is happening. Blues
yeah,
are coming
it sounds
back.
Great. It really does. What do I get to do, drive the van?
Oh, we could get a Blazer, man. We could go four. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the Prince of the Delta Blues, Willie Brown!
Bright lights fry your brain. I guess that's why you forgot your hat.
Willie, I just played my first Battle House. I'm a blues man now.
Blues man shit. Only one blues man in town tonight. That was me. When you learned to play them pussy chords in music school?
There's only one school, Willie. I played the chords I learned out here on the road, and I kicked ass, and people felt it, so don't give me any of that garbage.
People felt whiskey the same as I'm feeling right now and just about to feel some more.
Hey, Willie, lay off him, okay? He was great. You got a problem with that, huh?
Look, he's on the road to learn something. Now, he can't be learning nothing if he's thinking he's the boss
of the world. Come on, give an inch, will you, Willie? You can't even come in here after what happened tonight and say, nice job, kid. You can't even give me a simple congratulations.
You know what you want, Lightning. You want me to stand here and say, boy, you as good as Robert Johnson, but you ain't. Now, if you spend as much time with your hands on them strings as you do on this girl's ass, you might get somewhere. Excuse me, I think I'll go to my room and leave you two lovebirds be.
It's a mean, shitty old man.
Boy, now you know.
No, there's no goodbyes on the road. It doesn't work that way. You give Lightning Boy a hug for me, okay? Tell him I'll miss him.
Nah, you're right. Ain't no goodbyes on the road. See you around, huh? $100 take care of you for a while. Keep you out of trouble. Get you to L.A. safe. I don't want you having to deal with no more of them motel men. You understand?
Jesus, I can't believe you.
Go ahead. Take care of yourself.
I miss you, Willie.
Francis. Was she getting breakfast? Willie, where's Francis? Where'd she go?
Thank you.
Willie, I know I'm not supposed to feel sorry for myself. And I know that you've been through things that are a million times tougher than my life's been, but I'm gonna miss her. I'm really gonna miss her.
Man with a whole lot of sense said, blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Thinking about the woman he once was with.
You're gonna teach me the song.
Ain't no song. I'm sorry, Eugene, I lied to you. I just wanted to get out of that place so bad. Robert gave us 29 songs. It was enough. Never was a number 30, not that I knew of. You gotta do it for yourself. That's what Robert would have told you.
Something like this, or there ain't no going home.
What are you talking about? What do you have to deal with?
Yeah, this is the one. The hottest cat house in the great state of Mississippi.
Is this another lesson, Willie?
I'm listening, you find out. These are some old friends of mine. A woman named Lily LaFontaine still lives here?
Lily dead, long time.
You related?
She was my grandma. You a friend of her?
Yes, ma'am. I used to make music here when Lily run the place. Where are all the girls?
Boarding house now. Got a room open. Beck went over there keep wet his mattress, so he gone.
Lily always say you play all the time and flirt with the girls. It always is some mix with the boss.
Glad to be remembered. Such a long time ago.
Well, Grandma talk about you a lot.
She was a real good woman, your grandma. I remember me and Slim Waterman got in a fight over her one time. Real knock-down, gouge-eyes-out kind of fight.
Oh, yeah? Who won?
I don't know. I guess we both took our lumps. But she was a real good woman. Somewhere around here, there's a real special place. A crossroads. You know the language I'm talking. I need to get back to the crossroads. You tell me how to get there.
Hollis? Hollis, you drive these fellas out on Grange Road past Dockery's.
You go on over there and start playing the piece.
Why?
Of course, there's a fella I've got to see. And if you playing it right, he's gonna come around.
Yeah, right, Willie. Who is this guy?
Don't ask me who. You know damn well who.
Go down at a crossroads, Willie.
We ain't here for you, we here for me.
Come on, Willie, let's get to
Fulton's
Point, huh?
What time
are
you coming round?
What time? Who coming round?
You don't be fooling with me. I'm talking about Legba.
Legba? Where you been at, Slick?
He done changed his name to Scratch.
I don't want none of your sass. I got business with the man.
Mean old bastard, ain't you?
Forget it, honey. He's crazy.
Now, y'all sure you don't need a ride?
Ain't riding with the likes of you, smart ass. Or your bitch, neither.
Suit yourself, old man.
You looking for me, Willie Brown? Been a long time, hasn't it, Willie?
Yes, yes, it has.
Willie, what's going on here?
Yes, sir, been a long time. You were about 17 last time we saw each other. One night on this old crossroads, wasn't it? What can I do for you, Willie Brown?
I come to see you, tell you the deal's off.
Oh, no. According to this here piece of paper, the deal's still on.
You can tear that up and give me some peace.
Why on earth would I want to do that?
Now, you slept up on your end of things. I didn't end up where I wanted. I didn't end up with nothing. Didn't get nothing.
You got what you were supposed to get, blues man. Ain't nothing ever as good as we want it to be. But that ain't no reason to break a deal. Of course, you had something to offer me.
I got a couple of $100.
I ain't interested in your money. You know that. How about cutting heads?
Oh, I get it. You want some kind of contest, huh?
You're a real smart boy, ain't you? Well, smart boy, I got a big white fella from Memphis made a deal with me a few years back. Real good guitar player. Name is Jack Butler. Cuts heads every Saturday night, yes, sir.
He discourages a lot of up-and-coming boys.
Yeah, but Willie doesn't even play guitar.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that. Ain't that too bad? Guess there ain't much hope at all for Willie Brown. Unless you might want to sit in for him.
Don't do it.
Sure, he's my friend. I don't believe in any of this shit anyway.
I say don't do it, Lightning.
You win? I tear up Willie's contract. But what happens if my man Jack Butler wins?
You get me.
I already got you.
Well, then you got me, too.
Shut up, you hear? I don't want you making no deals.
Take it easy, Willie. I'm just calling his bluff for you. We'll get to Fulton's Point after this. Where and when for this thing?
Oh, I can get us there real quick. Jack Butler's gonna like you.
See, there's only one last true mojo left in the world. Take it. Take it and go up there and do your stuff. I'm giving you all the magic I got.
What shall I do? Then you can call.
Who's next up there?
Who's coming on up?
Who's going to get their head cut?
How about you,
chicken boy?
Oh, my Lord, what shall I do?
What shall I do? Well, well, well. Who sent you here?
Can't talk, little man?
Bet can't play none either.
standing there with that dumb look on your face. Let's go. I'm sick of this down-home Mississippi. Living up north made a city boy out of me. I hear Chicago calling. B.B. King and Johnny Chime saying, where's the new kid in town? You ready for the Windy City?
Sure, I was born ready. Let's go get him.
All right. Now, after I show you Chicago, you're on your own. You understand?
Wait, why? Why can't I hang with you? I mean, after Chicago, we can move on to L.A.
Mm-mm. That ain't the way the song go. You gotta move on without me. Take the music someplace else. Take it past where you found it. Well, that's what we did. You got a deal. All right. You know something like that?
What?
I'm tired of all this walking and hitchhiking. I want to go to Chicago in style. I want to fly in an airplane.